The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present The Internet is
Awesome.
Our favorite audio clips from the week. One of our favorite games to play here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show is Cover Your Ears. Mm-hmm. And we've got some audio of two cover songs that are definitely worth replaying. First up is a cover of Nickelback's How You Remind Me. And it's just, I'll let it speak for itself, but it's, yes.
It's something.
Definitely a qualifier for The Internet is Awesome.
What I really am, this is how you remind me of what I really am. It's not like you to say sorry. I was waiting on a different story. This time I'm mistaken for handing you art worth breaking. I've been wrong. I've been down to the bottom of every bottle. These five words in my head scream, are we having fun yet? Yeah.
Keep in mind, a lot of people complain about the internet and how there's a lot of fighting and, you know, a lot of negativity and trolls and everything else. Mm-hmm. But if the internet didn't exist, if YouTube didn't exist, if Facebook didn't exist, the only people that would get to hear that gem is, was it a guy or a girl?
You know? That was an extremely large man.
No.
Really?
No.
Man?
No.
A grown man. I don't want to ruin it because this guy is just a treasure trove of amazing covers. So we will definitely be hearing more of him in Cover
Your Ears.
How old?
I would say probably late 20s, probably about my age. I would say about 27.
And
but
when you say I thought that was a large man, or like,
is he like overweight?
Obese man, like about 450 pounds.
Wow.
Very large, very robust chest.
With that in mind, let's just listen to these last 10 seconds again, because this, is it facial hair?
No, but no, very sweaty. Hair.
Very sweaty.
Yeah. Forehead and you aren't worth breaking. I've been wrong. I've been down to the bottom of every bottle. These five words in my head scream, are we having fun? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
I would have thought it would be like an older woman.
Yeah, I was thinking like 50? A woman in her 40s or 50s.
Yeah.
I was thinking like a 15, 16-year-old girl who's just pushing way too hard, you know?
Wow.
That changes everything.
Obese man.
I can't wait till next week's Cover Your Ears.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
lots
man.
Coming from Airsoft Fatty.
So, Celebrity
that's
Big Brother.
That's his name?
Yeah, Airsoft Fatty?
Airsoft Fatty.
Oh, I love him even more. All right, so Celebrity Big Brother wrapped up last night.
Yes,
it's all
it did.
Said and done. And
who won?
I don't know if I should say, because like
people watching?
No. Like it was late here. It was on until like 11 o'clock. Dina Lohan was one of the five finalists that were up to potentially win the show at the end.
And Dina Lohan has not had the best run of press, I would say, over the last 10 or
ever.
So
has
years.
Has she ever had good press?
No.
I mean, outside of being Lindsay Lohan's mom.
No.
Even
she
didn't have good press.
She was pretty likable on the show. Pretty stupid, but pretty likable.
Yeah.
You know, just not malicious.
You feel
just
bad for her, but you don't hate her. Which
right.
I would say this was a big win for Dina Lohan and the humanizing factor.
She did drop one bombshell, though, and that was that she has a boyfriend and that she's going to marry this boyfriend.
Which is
nice. Great, yeah. Unless it's a boyfriend that you've had for 5 years that you've never met face-to-face. And I'm not just talking literal face-to-face, but even like FaceTime to FaceTime.
Or like on the phone?
She's talked to him on the phone a lot, but they've never actually seen each other in person, or she's never actually seen him on FaceTime. And the other house guests were trying to explain to her, hey, chick, you're getting catfished.
Yeah, that's fishy.
She wouldn't believe it.
I can't wait to tell you about this guy. Been talking to him for 5 years, like every day, a lot. I feel like I know him. You know when you talk to someone on the phone, like you feel like you know them?
Have y'all met?
No, we will.
Girl.
I know, you're getting, it's not like that. I swear to you, he's real. I swear, it's crazy, but I'm gonna marry him.
Mm.
So breaking news on the story. This guy's name is Nev Schulman, because I was thinking.
Oh wait, we know who he is now?
Face.
They say his name is Nev Schulman. So the thing that made me think about this, I was like, well, Dina Lohan, how old is she? She's 56 years old.
Right.
So maybe if she's dating a guy who's a little bit older than her, that puts him in the 60 range.
Maybe he doesn't use FaceTime.
Maybe
he's
one of those folk who don't, you know, like maybe he's like a pappy pap and he doesn't.
Damn technology is for the kids.
Not a bad looking guy.
No, I mean, for her, it's.
I mean, for a guy who's probably 60.
Okay.
Not a bad looking guy.
Dude. Yeah, all right.
I mean, better than Michael Lohan.
Yeah.
He's a sleazebag.
That's better than Michael Lohan.
Definitely.
A marked upgrade from Michael Lohan. Yeah.
I never would have thought, you know, 2019 is a whole new year, man. Like, I never would have thought I would have been like, you know what? I kind of like Dina Lohan.
So this video came out a couple of months ago, but it's now really just starting to pick up some steam online. I don't know how anyone could have missed this, and especially us considering our affinity for the great state of Alaska and moose, or if there's a group of them together, pack of meese.
Yes,
exactly.
They're violent when they're together as a pack.
You have to keep them apart.
I mean,
because a pack of meese
they are like
kill
a gang, man. Yes, they'll run wild,
rip you to shreds, and they'll do it with delight.
Yes, they will.
Uh-huh.
You seen those big ass horns? Oh yeah,
horny. Yes, pack of meese.
Horny meese. Gotta watch out.
Yep. Well, this guy was driving down the road with his significant other in Alaska, Anchorage specifically, and they saw a gigantic moose walking down the median of the road. You know, like the grassy part in some parts of the country. That in Alaska, and was just thrilled to see it.
Look at this big fella here. Wow, Kalia, look at him. He's huge. Hey there, bud. Hey there, bud. You gotta. No, I'm not going to touch it. Hey there, bud. Hey there, got a beer there, bud, huh? You just going to send it? Yeah? Okay. You just going to send it there, eh, bud? Huh? Just going to send it. Later, Dad.
Oh, my God!
It would have been great if the moose had just turned to their car and just wrecked it, just flipped their car.
I love that the fact that the kid goes like, you gonna touch your dad?
Touch your dad. And
dad gets real serious.
No, I'm not gonna touch
your dad. Oh my God!
Moose are nothing to mess around with.
Another piece of our favorite audio of the week is when we sent Ian out for dirty laundry, which he normally does. He talked to a guy that had spent some serious time in the penitentiary because he had robbed a synagogue when he was younger.
Doesn't know how to say the word synagogue.
Yep. No, actually, I...
Did he say Syracuse?
No.
Satchel Paige?
I'll just play it for you because I think he says Saigon or Synagon, but this is him trying to say the word synagogue.
I'm a 17-year-old kid, man. I'm walking down Miami Beach with my partner. There's a Saigon, a church, you know, the Jewish church, and he said he got to use the bathroom. I'm f***ed up on a drug they call Quaaludes 714s and Bacardi, okay? And I said, yeah, all right, bro, so I go in there with him, and the next thing I hear is him go like, he didn't tell me, he just went, good afternoon, this is an armed robbery. And because I'm with him, and I thought about loyalty and I put my finger under my t-shirt. The next thing I know, I'm facing 3 life sentences, bro.
And it sounds like a horrible story. This guy was hopped up on Quaaludes. He was robbing Saigon, and he's going away for 10 years.
Well, he gets locked up in the penitentiary, and in the penitentiary, and then post being released, he really figured some things out about himself.
You know, whatever you want to do with your life, whatever your mind dictates. I'm the type of individual, man. I'm what they call a leftover hippie. I'm 61 years old, you know what I mean? And I lived it. I seen it all, man. And you have the right as a young man or whoever the f*** you are. Do what you got to do. As long as you stay within the boundaries, you know, you respect other people. You respect the law. But as far as your inner self, be true to yourself, my man. That's all it is, man.
Who knew that he would have such a deep understanding of how to make life work in your favor after going through so much stuff?
You know, one of the segments that we play here on the show quite often is Wise Words from the Web.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like even though this didn't come from the web, but those definitely were some wise words.
And finally, today in The Internet is Awesome, one more cover song. This one may be one of the best covers that we've ever had in Cover Your Ears. This is Sex on Fire by Kings of Leon. And again, we'll let it speak for itself.
Listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.